basic idea is that what we're saying, and the Ramban writes it overtly, we learned it in the Ramban's Drashat Torat Hashem Tmimah. In the beginning he says this. Technically what we're saying is that everything is miraculous. There is no nature. What we call nature are the miracles that we've come accustomed to. But there is no nature. The fact that the sun is going to rise tomorrow morning and that we understand that the earth is spinning on its axis and all those things, that's just the miracles we are accustomed to. Why is the earth spinning on its axis? We take it for granted. Yeah, we're spinning on the axis. Why? What's keeping us spinning? I mean, take that simple example. It's an obvious thing to us. Tomorrow morning we're going to wake up, the sun's going to be up. So you'll tell me laws of physics, which we're not yet sure what those laws are. Even if you gave me those laws, why is it so obvious to us that if 1 plus 1 should equal 2, if it makes sense to us, mathematical truths, so then why is it obvious to us that they should be true? We're assuming that what's logical has to be so. Maybe, maybe not. We live in a world where God created the world in a way that we can be accustomed to this concept that what is logical will be true. Yeah? But we view that as in something that didn't have to be so. God did us the favor of making it so, so that we could function within this world. So that we could know, tomorrow morning the sun's going to rise. God wanted us to function, so God gave us a set of things which we are accustomed to and they keep functioning. But the second we can attain that level of understanding, which isn't simple, that level of understanding that even the things we're accustomed to are miraculous, the fact that when I drop the pen it's going to hit the table, I call it the laws of gravity. The Ramban calls it the miracle that we're accustomed to within the laws of gravity. So then, when I could be on the level where I understand that, then I could also be on the level, like the Talmud tells us, the rabbi who came home and they didn't have oil, and he said, okay, so light the Shabbos candles with vinegar. And they said, but vinegar doesn't light. And he says, well, the same one who said that oil should light will say that vinegar will light, and it did light. Okay, on his level, if we try to light candles with vinegar, it wouldn't work for us, right? There are laws of nature, and we on our level are very bound to them. There's a higher level where a person understands that it's not a given. It's God created the world, and that it's a miracle that repeats itself. You with me?
I'm with you. I'm just trying to what you're basically saying is that it's not really Ashgaka and nature. They're you're saying just its own thing, one big thing, kind of, and not separate.
Right. Think about it. It's a new concept to you. It's a concept that you'll encounter again and again. And like I said, it's a concept that people can understand theoretically, but most people are. Framework is that there are certain miracles that God made us accustomed to that are steadies in our life, but we view them as miracles as well.
But it seems to be an inherent contradiction, because it seems that you have cause and effect that work. We know it works. We can see that it works. We can just destroy that in a second with the same exact system.
We didn't destroy it. That's what I'm saying. Every time it works is its own creation. We say it in davening. Hamchadesh b'tuvo. God in His goodness renews. V'chol yom tamid, every day, ma'asev reshit, the creations of Genesis. Every day, we have new creation. We are given new life, the world is given new life. It's a new creation. It's not a world that was given out, watch theory, I created the watch, put in the battery, now it works with me or without me. No. God is with the world every day. We say, Tzolei Eretz al Belima. God keeps the world hanging on nothing. What's the earth hanging on? Why isn't the earth just falling through space, as far as we know, right? Yes, but we have, again, it's a perspective. Our perspective is that every time every law of nature acts, it is God's miracle that it should be so. Look, the truth is that what we're doing here in this question is we're taking a few works, and like the Ramban, and we're not learning them in context, the whole work of the Ramban. We're trying to understand it out of context, which is a little bit unfair. Meaning, you're trying to get a soundbite. Like, let's capsulize this concept. Let's learn it in depth. Let's take the few pages that the Ramban expands on it, and if after that you don't understand it, then we'll break our heads. I mean, you're saying if there's a system, so then why does that system have to be miraculous? God gives a system to work with. Right, but the question is, did God give us that system and pull his hands back and say, that's it, now it's on its own? Or is God consistently keeping that system going? Rambam writes, miracles, the splitting of the sea, can be defined within nature. What's miraculous of this, about the splitting of the sea? Maybe we'll figure out, astronomically, we'll figure out how God did it. God didn't do it by aborting nature. God did it by setting up nature in a way that it would naturally occur. The miracle was about the fact that it happened at that moment. When God said it should happen. Now, what that tells us is that God always gives us potential within this world to attribute what's happening to nature. God does not overtly say, hi, I'm here. God doesn't do that. To the point where Moshe Rabbeinu could have asked God, he did. I want more clarity, understanding. I want to have a perception of you which will be clear. And God says, you can't. You're human. Part of being human is that you can't see me clearly in this world. Moshe Rabbeinu asks, reveal yourself clearly to me. God says, you can't. You can't continue being human. You'll be an automaton. Angels, they could have a perception of me. Humans have to have that room for doubt. Maybe it's nature that caused all this. Even after the splitting of the sea, right? The Jews were able to serve a golden calf. How'd that happen? Don't you ask yourself, if day after day they have bread falling from heaven, how could they serve a golden calf? How could they sin with the spies? Even when God does miracles, God always leaves us with our b'chira chofshit. There is always room for interpretation. Maybe it's the forces of the calf in the heavens that fed us this month. Maybe. So, on the one hand, there is Hashgacha Pratit. On the other hand, that Hashgacha Pratit is not overtly displayed. God purposely makes the world in a way in which we can attribute it to laws of nature, so that we continue having bchira. Rav Shach used to say, I believe that all the stories they tell you can be true, but I don't believe any of them are true. Because if I believed they were true, I would no longer get sechar for that which I believe in Hashem. If things were so overt, like they say, you know, the Rebbe of Chabad got a letter saying that this family had these troubles. He sent the letter back and said, check your mezuzahs. Here's a story I know firsthand. I know the scribe. Family in Muncie. Had all kinds of tzaras. They sent the letter to the Rebbe from Chabad. Rebbe from Chabad sent the letter back, said, check your mezuzahs. They brought the mezuzahs to the scribe. Scribes checked the mezuzahs, said, I'm sorry, they're all kosher. Can't help you. They sent the letter back to the Rebbe. They said to the Rebbe, look, the scribe checked all them. He said, they're all kosher. The Rebbe sent the letter back, checked them again. They bring the mezuzahs the second time. The scribe checks them. He says, you know, you want me to check them again? I'll check them again, fine. Checks them again. He says, I'm sorry. I checked them again. They're all kosher. They send the letter back to the Rebbe. They tell the Rebbe that we brought it to the scribe a second time. The scribe says, they're still all kosher. The Rebbe sends the letter back and says, check your mezuzahs again. They bring back the mezuzahs. The scribe starts checking the mezuzahs and then he says, wait a second. This is a mezuzah I never checked before. I asked him, what do you mean? He says, I know how I wrap up the mezuzahs after I check. This one you never brought me before. The other ones I checked. Check again. This one I never checked. He opens up all the other ones, tells them they're kosher. Opens up that one, and the scribe is a friend of mine. I can tell you his name, his email address. The scribe is a scribe in Muncie. Bezat Shem will make aliyah soon. I heard the story firsthand from him, from the guy who checked the mezuzahs. He opens up the one he had never received before, and he says, this one is really possible. He asked them what happened. They said, yeah, this was out in the attic. We didn't think out in the... They had a shed outside. They never remembered to take down the mezuzah on the shed. They always took down all the other mezuzahs. And the Rebbe, three times, they argue with him three times, he says, check again. So now what are you going to say? This is a story I heard firsthand from the scribe. So the Rav Shach says, I believe it could be true, but I don't believe it is true. Why not? Because if I believe it's true, so how much do I have to believe in God anymore? You know, God's shown his hands. It's obvious now, right? So now how much of a choice do I have? Fair enough? So we say on the one hand, God is, he's active. He's here. On the other hand, whatever he does in a way that you don't have to believe it. Everything, even the splitting of the sea. Hashem does in a way that if a person wants to, he still has b'chira chofshit, he still has free choice. And so Hashem placed a system in the world, a system of miracles that we call nature. That system is there on the one hand. We can rely on it, we function based on it. On the other hand, it allows us to have b'chira chofshit. A person can wake up in the morning, look at the sun and say, ah! And he's called a rasha, according to the Medrash. You know who's called a tzaddik? Person who wakes up in the morning, looks at the sun and makes a blessing. He says, the blessings of the morning, Yotzer O, blessed are you Hashem, who created the light. What's the difference between the two? Do I see God's hand, even in the morning sun that's rising, or don't I see God's hand? If I can see that God is involved in the world, then my behavior will be reflective of that. Then I will be a tzaddik. If I wake up in the morning and all I see in the sun is, it's such a good morning, then my life will also reflect that. Because, no. Because God's up in heaven and I'm down below, and what do we have to do with one another? I'm leading my own life. So the recognition of Hashgacha is pivotal in our behavior. Let's conclude with one more point. This one's for you, David. A man comes to town, and the people ask him, who's the girl? He says, it's my sister. David knows the story. So the king hears there's a good-looking girl in town. He sends the soldiers. They bring her to him. We're talking about Avram and Sarah, right? And then afterwards, they come to him and God has punished them for abducting the woman. And when they come back, they say, Well, why'd you do that to us? Why didn't you say she was your wife? What does Avram answer? Ki amarti for I said, rak en yirat Elokim b'makom hazeh. The only thing this place is missing. Why does he say, rak en yirat Elokim? Why does he say, the only thing this place is missing? Because they came to him with a claim. They said, what were you worried about, Abraham? We have laws here. This isn't the Wild West. This isn't the lawless country. We have a legal system. If someone would have tried to abduct your wife, you could have gone to court. We have judges. We're fair. We fulfill the commandment. We have a court system here. Avram says, I know you have laws. The only thing you don't have here is the fear of God. You feel like you own the country and you have the legal system. Well, if you feel like you own the country, then you could work the legal system to find me guilty of something, have me hung and take my life. I know you have a legal system. But whether you'll be moral or not is contingent upon whether you see God in your lives or not. It's not only about the laws. Rak en yirat Elokim b'makom hazeh. Hashgacha is the recognition that God is here now. With me?